When they finished, Ella stands up and says, "Thank you, beloved family. I have gained much knowledge about quantum singularity." Yes, Hsieh also thanks the members and states that he has still much to integrate. Both Ella and Hsieh understand that their journeys will continue and they will grow in their embodiment of all the information they just received. When they turn towards the direction that they had entered the room, they see the towering door. They walk towards the door. As Ella turns to say thank you again to the members, she sees their images quickly fading until they vanish. Both walk through the door, finding themselves back in the vibrant color clearing. In simultaneous time, Ula and Uesa walk cautiously through the towering door. They look around, quickly noticing that the door has disappeared. They gaze upon what seems to be a magnificent island with trees, plants, and mountains, all also vibrating with colors they have never seen before. They look around and marvel at the beauty and grandeur of what they see. They feel the beating heart of every blade of grass, every tree and limb, every flower. It's like a symphony being played by a 1,000-piece orchestra in perfect harmony. The grass under their feet begins to vibrate in a different frequency as they begin to walk in this frequency towards an enormous mountain, so immense they are unable to see the top. The mountain that resembles a pyramid seems to grow in width and height the closer they get. A door appears. Ula and Uesa walk through and see a banner floating in the air that reads, "Welcome to the School of Divine Design." All around them are triangular shapes that seem to extend in all directions, even underneath their feet. "Hello, beloveds. We have been expecting you. Please follow me." As this figure speaks to them telepathically, they follow this being through numerous triangular shaped passageways until they reach a triangular doorway. On it is the word fractals in shimmering white letters. The figure gestures Ula and Uesa to walk through the doorway, and they find themselves in a triangular room with two translucent chairs and a projection screen in front of the room. The figure telepathically asks them to sit down. To their surprise, Ula and Uesa see members of the Ascending Masters community magically appear in front of them. It is Kelly that comes forth to speak.
"Hello all, I'm here to talk about fractals. With the help of large IBM mainframe computers, Benoit Mandelbrot brought fractal theory to life in the mid-1970s. He discovered how to use computer graphics to study complex systems using iterative math functions. Before computers, iteration was done by hand, making it nearly impossible for complex patterns to emerge. Fractal theory quickly expanded and became a window into dynamic systems, allowing scientists to model mountain ranges, the human brain, or even the stock market. Prior to fractal geometry, systems was Euclidean geometry and algebra. But the simplicity of circles, triangles, and squares was insufficient for modeling chaotic, complex, dynamical systems. Okay, but what is a fractal? The prominent definition is that fractals are infinitely complex patterns that are self-similar across different scales. The four common fractal features are infinite intricacy, zoom symmetry, complexity from simplicity, and fractal dimensions. The field of complexity theory is explained using chaos theory and fractal geometry, which implies that from chaotic fractal systems, more complex systems emerge. Remember, a fractal is self-similar, repeating complex pattern. Expanding on this concept, I would suggest that humans are repeating complex patterns that are self-similar to God, embodying the infinite and the finite simultaneously. As a fractal of divine source, we are created in the image and similitude of God. And now Colleen will continue our discussion on fractals.
Thank you, Kelly. The English word fractal comes from the Latin word fractus, which means broken or fractured. There are three kinds of fractals: the Mandelbrot set, which is the one we're discussing today, the Sierpinski gasket, which begins with a single triangle and adds more to it, and with each iteration, you start to remove the center of the triangle. And with each repetition, you see more and more of the triangle become empty space. The von Cook snowflake takes the opposite approach to the Sierpinski gasket. Instead of subtracting triangle material, more triangles are added. Each side of the triangle has a proportional triangle added to the side. Each side has another triangle added, and the pattern repeats infinitely. After a number of iterations, you can zoom in on a section of the pattern and see the self-similarity between the edges. We see this in sacred geometry with the tetrahedron, and more specifically, the star tetrahedron and the Merkaba. Shapes that display inherent and repeating similarities are the main requirement for being classified as a fractal. Every part looks similar to the image. We see this in sacred geometry's flower of life, and they are also extremely familiar to us because nature is full of fractals and is why we are compelled to spend more time in nature to feel its calming effect. Chaos theory is also part of fractals. The Fractal Foundation says that chaos is a science of surprises, of the nonlinear, the unpredictable, and where most of traditional science deals with supposedly predictable phenomena like gravity, electricity, or chemical reactions. To recognize the chaotic fractal nature of our world gives us new insight, power, and wisdom. By understanding that our ecosystems, our social systems, and our economic systems are interconnected, can we hope to avoid actions which may end up being detrimental to our long-term well-being? Richard Taylor was a physicist and art enthusiast. In the early 1970s, he had a special interest in Jackson Pollock's poured art and found the pictures to be fractal. His most famous work is a painting called Convergence, a collage of colors splattered on a canvas that created masterful shapes and lines that evoked emotions and attacked the eye. It was created in 1952, 25 years ahead of fractal discovery by Benoit Mandelbrot. Taylor discovered that the pupils in our eyes use a search pattern that is itself fractal. Our visual system is wired to understand fractals, and stress reduction is triggered by a physiological resonance that occurs when the fractal structure of the eye matches the fractal image being viewed. Günther Schürmann is from Austria and studied mathematics at Cambridge University in England in the early 1970s, before fractal mathematics was discovered. He later found that geometrically, fractals exist in between our familiar dimensions. There are two important principles of the fractals themselves. The first is self-similarity. You start in the whole design and then keep magnifying. You can see this from the spiral in the galaxy to our own DNA spiral in our body. As above, so below. This comes from ancient knowledge, ancient wisdom that we have forgotten as we went through our technical and material society. The second important principle of fractals is that everything is connected with everything. Nothing separate exists. Separation is an illusion we have to overcome. Gunther has studied crop circles for the last 20 years. He has even led groups of people to England to study them. Simple crop circles appeared with the Mandelbrot set in the 1970s. Crop circles are placed on special occasions and they are interconnected. The phenomenon of beautiful fractals and crop circles were created by our cosmic friends with hidden knowledge given in cosmic humorous ways for people with eyes to see and to wake up the rest of the people. As part of my research, I wanted to experience being in a fractal. I found one on YouTube called The Hardest Trip, a Mandelbrot fractal, that I thought was pleasing and began my mystical journey. I experienced no time as I allowed myself to be drawn deep within the fractal. I also noticed a feeling of calm and peacefulness as all stress in my body was dissolving. As I reached the bottom of the fractal, I noticed it was folding into itself, creating self-similar replications of itself. I saw it as a journey into God's source and how we were created as self-similar to God. We are all God also. As this journey ended, another began into chaos, bright colored pieces flying around chaotically. As I watched, the pieces began to slow down into ordered chaos. They began to connect to each other in a pleasing way to create more order, which I recognized as change. It is what happens when any change comes about, whether within ourselves or on our planet. We can see this right now on the news and in ourselves. Soon there will be no more chaos. Only peace will be within and around us. You may be already noticing it. I hope you will all take your own journey into a fractal, and perhaps you too will touch the face of God. I'm so grateful to all who have made this possible. Thank you. And now I am pleased to introduce Jody.
Hello, family. It is my honor to speak on behalf of a few of our family members. These thoughts are from Judith. A fractal is a never-ending pattern created by repeating a simple process over and over. We are surrounded by fractals. They are inside us. Many of our internal organs and structures display fractal properties. Our brains are full of fractals. In fact, they couldn't function if not for fractal geometry. The human brain comprises approximately 100 billion neurons, the part of a human that detaches from the body after death, which is separated from influence, body, genes, and evolution to the soulless fractal. Fractals are spiritual because they are the explanation of humans' universal and innate subconscious understanding of the world. Thank you, Judith. Sharka's thoughts are these. Chaos explores the transition between order and disorder. And a fractal is a never-ending pattern which rises from chaos. My conclusion is that the fractal is a mechanism which promotes growth. Because we are all the fractal of the Creator, the urge to keep ascending is inheritably in us. We all progress in our own way according to our choices. We can purposefully choose to align our mind with the mind of our Creator and speed up our ascension by avoiding creating miscreations. The rest of my discovery is some fractal patterns in nature are based on a Fibonacci sequence. The Fibonacci sequence is a part of sacred science. The purpose of sacred science is to connect heaven with earth. We have been taught that elementals create shapes and forms in nature according to our thoughts. Only the thoughts aligned with the Creator create useful creations. And those thoughts, which are not aligned with the Creator, produce creations, which are not useful to all. The fractal pattern, which is based on the Fibonacci sequence, and therefore based on the golden ratio, is producing a useful or healing form in nature and or growing consciousness. This can speed up the ascension. Thank you, Sharka. Becky's thoughts are that fractals are solutions that nature has come up with through natural selection to optimize how things grow and proliferate. We see them replicating everywhere in our human body, in the shape and formation of all of our organs. We see it in a growth of a human life from conception to embryo, to fetus, to baby, to child, to adolescence, to adulthood. From DNA to cells, in all systems, there is a rhythmic dance that folds back into itself again and again to replicate and scale the evolution of life from birth to death. The dance ebbs and flows from the unmanifest creative intelligence in the unified field through multiple permeations and transformations until it metamorphoses into our manifest universe as matter and the infinite expression of creation that we experience around us. Fractals help to make the invisible visible through their self-replicating patterns. There is an economy and perfection that only the divine can create. From perfection and grace emerges what appears to be chaos or disorder, only to see it reemerge again, perfect order that follows a precise pattern and blueprint. Soul fractals can be created through ruptures of the soul caused by traumatic events. As our souls are eternal, painful events are not an exclusivity of modern times. They carry dozens, if not hundreds, of painful experiences that deems to threaten the very existence of their human vessel. Traumatic events that are so painful to the physical existence, physical or emotional, causes the soul to fragment itself in an attempt to preserve its light or to send part of the pain away. Like a sinking ship, the soul is able to save part of its essence by creating lifeboats and sending them away. The purpose, one could ask, is to minimize the damage. Thank you, Becky. And for my experience, I have chosen not to go into mental interpretation of other people's research. Rather, I went inward to my own intuition and personal experience with fractals. So I would like to share my personal experience. I have had the wonderful opportunity to experience ceremonies using a DMT-based plant medicine. As we understand, the pineal gland is responsible for secreting DMT upon the death of our bodies. So this is my connection and my experience. What I experience at the onset of one of these journeys is always consistent and begins with a very loud internal audio sound, followed by a very powerful vibration that immediately triggers an incredible inner vision of fractalizing geometry. The fractals spin until I'm no longer aware of them as I feel jettisoned in my body. The remainder of the journey goes out into the ethers somewhere different each time. Since I've worked with a shaman friend of mine, I asked her about the fractals. She shared that the fractalization in the geometries is very consistent and experienced by most people as we are exiting out of this reality. To me, this understanding and a new analytical awareness of fractals is showing me the bridge between dimensions of consciousness. Therefore, my conclusion is we are all a fractal of source, organizing on this plane of physical existence, coming out of pure energy, some can call it chaos, into an organizing designated form of fractalizing patterns or bodies. Thank you, family. And now I'm introducing Vera.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry if it will be some additional noises today. I'm in a very unusual area. First of all, even if it's maybe inappropriate, but I want to just say how I feel blessed and privileged to be a part of this profound project. I'm deeply touched by each amazing, interesting, informative, and thoughtful presentations. An immense gratitude to each participant. And special thanks, of course, for Diana, who is an absolutely super organizer, ideal and exceptional organizer. appreciations come from the bottom of my heart and my soul. So my topic is fractals. So fractals, not to be repeated for that very amazing presentation before me. I just summarize what I could do. That they're building blocks of the all reality. Fractals are structural with non-random trajectory, not as a Brownian motion, which is chaotic with random trajectory. When you think about fractals, there is always geometry, tree, leaf, organ, snowflakes, and all examples that were presented here. They can be one fractal replicating multiple times, or can be combination of fractals that repeated either way, to the larger, to the smaller. Replication is usually cascading and goes directly to the largest infinity or the smallest infinity. Object of fractals is multidimensional. So about the second question and scientific approach for that, quantum field is rigorous science at the present. Science of fractals has begun a preliminary approach not long time ago, as we learn. All studies depend on the human theories and conclusions, which at present time are not completely understood. The mathematics is reliable, but does not explain the use of fractals. The academic have more information, but also doesn't understand completely or know how to use the fractals, therefore unreliable. Some ancient who were taught from beyond are reliable if using the original ancient text. Buddhism is the most reliable if they use their original writings. But the public, including scientists, academics, and other religious, just not allowed to do that. So we are attempting to create the rightful reality. Much of reality in the area of fractals has been altered and misused. We are learning how to construct and place them within the certain area of reality that we can do now to reverse the damage. Each individual will use and combine their personal ability for greater understanding and proper application of fractals. How it could be transferred to the group? The transfer to our group at large is done whenever one or more members convey information in whatever form they choose. And why it is important to our group? We have come here together as a group to perform certain tasks. Therefore, every member of our group must know what every other member knows in order to be a cohesive whole. And now I will give the time our Diana to continue. Thank you so much.
As we are a unified group, I bring forth an aspect of the soul spirit of Heidi through her words. Fractals are or have been beyond our thinking. There are many things beyond our current thinking. They just pop up when least expected or when we need to know them. They have order, beauty, and intelligence. As we investigate our spirituality, everything has order, beauty, and intelligence. We are a small part of the whole, and we reflect the whole. No matter what we are doing, it has order, beauty, and intelligence. I see the trees. Now I am seeing more of the forest. And also from Imhotep, who brings forth this beautiful information about how truly ancient the understanding of fractals are.